Dan's Drive and Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, Episode 18, Minute 11. Vicky Kent, who killed two young men 5 years ago, is back home. She's sitting on a little daybed thing in her tiny room, looking around. Let's continue looking around with her, shall we?
Vicky heard her name called. Slowly, she walked into the next room.
Vicky heard her name being called. Slowly, she went into the next room. Thanks a lot, Poindexter. We got it. We can actually see that when you're listening to that, this isn't like this isn't an all audio film. You see, in what's possibly the longest shot of the movie so far, it's a little over 30 seconds. You see Vicky from the back, and she's pulling up a nightgown, which looks much nicer than her dress, and she fixes the nightgown, and then all of a sudden you start to hear Vicky. And did you listen to some of those Vickys? They're pretty great. I'd like to think that really crazy Vicky one in the end is Doris, but I can't quite tell. But yeah, the minute is Vicky sits down on the little daybed thing, and she takes the scarf off. And then it cuts to her brother and sister still sitting kind of like with the faces and on the couch. And they look at one another for a second. You think, okay, are they going to get up to something? What's happening here? Possibly they are. And then it cuts to that 30-second long shot where she very slowly opens the door. And there's a flashing light. It's very dark except in a flashing light. And Vicky slowly eases away out the door. And I think even Samantha Fox thought maybe this was going on too long, because at the end of it, she throws a quick look towards the camera as if, I'm still sneaking. You're not gonna cut away at some point here. And she kind of sneaks out the door. And then the final shot of this minute, which will also be the opening shot of the next minute, are feet moving along the carpet. Hooray! I was like, feet moving along the carpet. Yeah, maybe Vicky is crazy. I don't know. If we'll find out in minutes to come whether this is in her mind or this is something of her brother and sister's doing, although technically they were sitting on the couch doing nothing about 10 seconds before the Vicky noises started. So if they did arrange this, it's very, very, they're very good. They are very good. And I also like the narrator there with his, she walked into the next room. Well, actually, she's walking into the hallway. I guess that's the next room. Is the hallway a room? I guess it depends on what you do in the hallway. If you, you know, if you eat a meal in a hallway, then I guess it could substitute for like a kitchen or a dining room. Or if you set up some chairs in your hallway and sit in it and play a game of cards with somebody, I guess that makes the hallway a room. How would you classify a hallway if it's not a room? Because like when I talk about my house, I don't include the hallway. We just have kind of one hallway in the bedroom area. But it's just the hallway. I don't think we ever refer to it as anything but the hallway. You know, I've said the word hallway more times in the past minute than I think I've said it in the past 10 years of my life, which is fantastic. That's the great thing about this podcast, folks. Huh? Hallway. So, Vicky. And Doris on the commentary is very excited about the Vicky appearing, because I think that was from, that's probably why she named this character Vicky, even though it wasn't played by the same actress who played Vicky in the promotional trailer, because she spent a bunch of time doing that Vicky sound and she still had it. If we hop over to the commentary, we do learn that this is Doris's house. Chuck, the cinematographer, claims they shot like 30 films there or so, and they would, you know, at one point she mentions, why is that mural covered up over the couch or whatever? And Chuck says, probably because we wanted people to think it might not be the same house that we shot the last 30 films in. And Doris sadly does say at one point that she wishes she had it now, so I don't know where Doris was living, maybe an apartment or something, but she didn't have that house. then, which is too bad, because she seems to really like it, and she got a lot of mileage out of it. And Chuck does mention the room they're shooting in was the den. Vicky's bedroom is the den, and he said it was like 6x6, and you wanted me to bring lights in there, and it does look very boxy, and it doesn't seem to be a bedroom. They say it's her old room, but all the camera at one point sort of kind of goes around the room, and you know, there's the day bed, there are a couple of prints on the wall, there's a black and white picture of a couple, there's another black and white picture of kind of a choochy looking guy, and you see a bit of a bookcase, and that's pretty much it. It's like a cupboard, a bookcase, and a daybed with a stuffed animal on it. And that darn Mona Lisa, that's her bedroom. I guess her clothes would go in the cabinet thing under the bookcase. That looks a little depressing to me. Maybe there's a reason why she lashed out as she did. Maybe those two kids she killed had nicer bedrooms. Bunk beds. Bunk beds! One bed on top of another. It's fantastic. So, yeah, and Chuck does say, yeah, 6x6, and they have some nice chatter on this minute here. And it is nice to see a shot of the feet. I don't know if those are Vicky's feet or not. I imagine bare feet for women and for men could probably be pretty interchangeable for Doris. I guess that would be a thing if you were to write the ultimate Doris book, or you were to put together the Doris documentary. You would have a section where you kind of wound through feet in the land of Doris. That's a short film I'd watch, collecting together all the shots of feet in the land of Doris Wishman. And they could be in shoes too. They don't need to be. I'm not talking specifically, you know, bare feet. They could be shoot up feet also. Where else can you get on a podcast a discussion of feet in cinema and hallways? Huh? As people say the word Vicky, Vicky like 1,000 times. Ain't gonna happen that often, folks. So that is pretty much minute 11, I think. There's, you know, something's about to happen in the next minute. Something scary, I bet. That's what all the Vickying is about. It was strange to see a shot that went on for 30 seconds in this movie. Generally, they're like probably less than 5 seconds each. So, hey, that'll happen. And I guess I'm leaving you with this.
Like, wait a minute. How come we didn't see any flesh in that scene?
Because it wasn't that type of movie. It was a horror film.
Oh. That's not the film I was making.
What are you talking about?
I was shooting, you know, flesh scenes.
No, you
cut them all out.
Chuck, you are so confused. It's pathetic.